It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome, everyone, to Kill Me Now, which is my podcast, and I am the only host on this podcast. There's someone else who sits near me.
I'll fuck them up, boss. What do you want me to do?
Okay. That is, Carmen, that is a technical problem
difficulty
we're trying to work with. Some noise comes from other studios. It's and we're getting it under control.
You guys have some sensitive days ears.
Huh?
You're really sensitive ears. I didn't hear anything.
Anyway, Carmen Lynch is here.
Kill Me Now
with Carmen Lynch and Judy Gold.
And that weird sound in the background.
Whatever the fuck that is.
So I am Judy Gold, and I'm here with and Carmen Lynch and Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Jared is on the board of whatever. The
elections.
Board of whatever.
Erections.
Anyway, too much already. Shut up. Anyway, so I'm kidding. Carmen Lynch, I'm thrilled to have you here.
Thank you so much for asking, because I think you're awesome.
You do?
No, I'll, shut up. You know I do. I've opened for you, and whenever I see you, I feel like we have this tall thing. Like
I know. We're going to definitely get into the
please
tall thing, because it's got, I cannot talk about,
out.
It does. I've already come out, Carmen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is your second coming out.
Yeah, it's my second coming out. Now, besides the fact that I could be your mother, makes me want to fucking kill myself. I have to start with a kill me now moment, you
okay
know, because this show really is about, last night, I had to do a bunch of sets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I leave the house, Lauren was there fixing my hard drive I got a new hard drive because the other one's broken.
Yesterday was the definition of this.
Of kill me now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been working, like, trying to figure it out. What's the fucking wrong? So I make all these phone calls. I have to get data recovery. In the meantime, I have to get an external hard drive because I'm going away, and I need my computer backed up. So Lauren goes to Stopless, also known as Staples, and gets a new hard drive. We do everything. It's like, it shows up. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
High fiving.
Took three hours.
But we fucking got it working.
Yeah.
So then I have to go out and I'm like,
wait, may I? She's doing yoga.
I didn't get there yet. This is what I'm talking about.
This is the funny part.
No, I know, but I haven't gotten there yet.
But
so
the
you
yoga
have to
okay, all right, all right, all right.
The
I
yoga,
your
I wasn't even there yet. So let me finish, and then you can enter. You're getting ugh.
All right.
Anyway, so
is that a kill me now moment? Okay.
That was a kill me now.
Every
I
moment
hate when I'm telling a story and then someone has to interrupt it to get to the air. And I'm doing a build up.
Right.
You know, I know how to tell a story.
You're a comedian.
Yeah. So anyway, so we finally get this thing working. Lauren's laying on the couch doing some other crap. We're all relaxing. I have like 85 spots. And Lauren's like, you have to do your yoga. There's this 10-minute yoga thing that I can do. It makes me sweat a lot, actually.
Is this the DPP thing that you were talking about?
No.
Oh,
okay. DDP?
Oh, DB.
Diamond
that
Dallas.
We talked about on our last podcast
yeah
or one of our other podcasts
yeah
with Dante. Not that we're recording these two the same day. Anyway, so, okay, so here's the deal. I hadn't meditated, and I needed to do something because I was having a very anxious day. I have terrible anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom just passed away. I'm very, like, not, you know, I go to the wrong places. I haven't taken the time for myself. So Lauren's like, I'm setting up the yoga. I'm setting up the yoga. So Lauren sets up the yoga on the desk. And I have done the yoga. And I have to kind of put the computer on the floor. Because A, I can't see without my glasses. Mm-hmm. And B, a lot of the shit is on the floor. And I can't, like, look up to, you know, do the position. So I said, I have to put it down. So I lift up the computer to put it on the floor. And the fucking hard drive, brand new, falls on the floor and stops working.
No. It was right in the middle of backing up.
Yeah, it had. Yeah, and so now
I saw it happen before it happened. I was like, "Oh!"
I said, "You must have." Yeah, and so then now it's broken, and now we have to get another one. I can't fucking take anymore. I was late for my spot for the first one, and they stopped. They finished the show already.
Wait, was it broken, or was it? Did you have to just start over?
No, we tried to start over, and now it won't work at all. Mm-hmm. So, I want to kill myself. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever felt. I
can't even do computer stuff. I backed up my first. That was that your first time ever backing up?
No, I back up every day. And then all of a sudden my fucking external hard drive stopped working.
Beeping and
fuck. Mm-hmm. So anyway, now we have to deal with this.
We have to go
today.
Back.
Well, Lauren's going to come over, but I have to work out today because I cannot do the. I got, you know, I need to sweat. I need to fucking
sweat.
Wait,
so you missed all of your spots?
No. The first spot I was doing, and I have to write the woman a letter because I feel so bad. I had told her I had to leave by 8:45. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't get there till like 8:45. And she had just stopped the show thinking like I wasn't going to show up.
Yeah.
And she said she was texting me, but I never got any. It's just, it's my fault because I'm so out of it. I'm like, so today I've been done this podcast. How many times today I went to the wrong building?
Oh, God. Maybe you should take a little break.
Yeah. But I have no money because I couldn't work and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the point is I'm fucking. So last night, this all happens. Then I take a shower and I'm getting ready to go. And I drink a lot of water, and I need water bottles with me, you know, because I get I'm menopausal, and I'm getting, I have to drink. Anyway, so I grab a bottle of water. There's bottles of water. You know how you do TV shows and shit? You just collect bottles of water.
Like at the Broadway.
Like I am so used to collecting water because I was on the road for so long, and I would just steal water from the green room or whatever club so that I had water in my room. So I see a water bottle. It's like an automatic thing. Oh, I got to. It's like I'm in the fucking. I got to take the free water. I got to have. So I always have all these water bottles. And so I grab one. It's on this little desk in the living room. I grab one and I get in the elevator and I'm like, Lauren, meet me. We'll hang out, you know, because Lauren was going to come to my spots with me and annoy me. And I get in the elevator. I'm so hot. I'm starting to sweat. And I open the water and I take this huge sip and I spit it out all over. It's vodka. Because Henry, this is what they do. They take their fucking vodka and they pour it in water bottles. And that's how these kids drink. So I'm like, Henry, and he's like, I told you that I had left a water bottle there by myself. I'm like, there's 50 water bottles. That I wanted to kill. I was like, oh, my God, I'm late. My hard drive's broken. My mother's dead. I'm having a bad day. I want to cry. And then
Do you not drink at all?
No, I do, I never drink.
No, I didn't know.
No, I never drink. And bitch, you're expecting water.
Right.
And it's fucking vodka.
Yeah.
So anyway. But then
I'm glad it wasn't me.
I get to this gig at and I feel so bad. I have to, anyway, and I finally get there and I walk up the stairs. I trip up one of the stairs. You know how one thing can just, I could have burst out crying right then.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And then I went in and I noticed it was over and I was like, I'm awful. And you know, this is the second time she asked me to do something.
Yeah.
And the first time was 2 days before my mother died, and I had just spent the whole day with her, and I was so drained, and I said, I can't, and then I show up, and I cannot tell you how bad I feel. So anyway.
So you just went to your next spot.
So then I go to my next spot, and, Elon, you know Elon Gould?
Yeah.
So he's like, he reminds me of, like, a spoiled, like, one of my kids, but, like, more like, she's like, oh my God, I have a 1025 at the cellar, and I gotta go on before you.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I have a spot too, but, you know, and he's like, no, but, and it's, everybody's like, and I'm like, Alon, just go on before me. It's not a big, you know, deal. It's right. not like, you know. So he goes on, and we think he's getting off, and he continues on. I'm like, and I'm backstage. I go, I thought you had enough. You know, I just.
She yells out to the stage.
I thought you had to go.
So
I thought you had to go, Elon. Yeah. And meanwhile, when you get spots at the Comedy Cellar, they're always 15 minutes
yeah,
after.
Yeah, they don't even start when they give you, it's like a 5 minute thing. And right. then there's a guest or something.
And it's like, and the other thing he did, all right, I shouldn't complain about him, but he, you know, I've known him since he's in college.
Welcome to the family.
And I bump into him at, you know, I'm like, you know, I bump into him at the Cellar. And he's on the stairwell. Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone's listening, you have to, the comics, you know, you go into the Olive Tree Cafe and eat. And then you, when it's your spot time, you walk down the staircase. It's very narrow. So he's, I had already been downstairs because I was going on. And he's standing like 3 steps up from me. Mm-hmm. I think he thought I got there right on time. So I think he thought, uh-oh, I have to follow her. But, he's like, I heard. I said, I heard about your mom. I said, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry. Come up here and give me a hug. I said, no, you come to me and give me a hug. He didn't really say it like that. Yeah. He said something like, hi. And I said, you know, my mother just passed away. I know, I heard. Get if you yeah. heard and yeah. you've known me that long and you're Mr. Orthy Jew, fucking right to, you know, it's like.
But don't you hate it when people bring up something like that right before you go on, too? Like.
No, I talk about it on yeah. stage.
Oh,
what? That he was talking. No,
yeah,
I
like
actually.
Like you're about to go on stage.
I
and
brought
then someone,
it up.
Oh, okay.
I brought it up and I was about to go on stage.
Yeah.
So it's like. He hasn't seen me. I don't. This is the thing. If you have something major, I am one of these people. Mm. I will not ignore. I will not be one of those people who's like, hell, you know, I
yeah,
just
yeah,
don't
yeah,
do
yeah.
it. And I've yeah. never. I've always felt comfortable in, you know, when people are sick or someone dies. I've for some mm-hmm. reason, I've mm-hmm. always known what to do. My parents
right.
always knew what to do.
Yeah.
And I followed in their footsteps. You do not ignore it. Mm-hmm. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
You it's there and they want to talk about it. You know, that you
God, have, we have different families.
Right. But it's like, you know what? My parents just showed up
yeah.
and did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
But you can't ignore, you know, don't say,
it's
hey, how are you?
Right.
And you know.
Right.
So anyway, that was my fucking kill me now. I'm on fucking the vodka. Did you smell it in the elevator when you left?
No.
It was all over the floor. And then I text Henry. He's like, I don't feel bad because I told you. I'm like, fuck you. I have no fucking life. You and your girlfriend are here. You have to see their room. I'm going to show you a picture of their room. It's... Anyway, Carmen, I love you. All right. And I'm going to tell you. I'm going to... Now, I know... Mm. You know, you grew up in Maine, correct?
No. That
IMDb from Maine.
Is totally wrong. Like, somehow there's...
some very many articles about you.
Well, it's all wrong. I'm not... My middle name's not Diane, and I'm not from Maine. And that's all.
Where did that
IMDb.
Come from?
It's from IMDb. I can't change it. I was 5'2 for the longest time, and I just got that changed to 6 feet.
Ugh.
Everything's wrong. I mean, the credits
I am
are
taller
right,
than
but
you.
The
we
person,
need to discuss that I
yeah.
am taller than you, but you have a fabulous body.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm a big, I'm the size of like a male football player.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I am. I am big. I. You know what I do? See, you're tall and thin. I'm about 6'2-ish, maybe. I was 6'3. I had the knee replacement.
Okay.
And then, so my knee, the other knee that's not replaced, and my knee just started straightening. So the other knee is bent. So I'm not as tall as I usually am. But I often will watch sports with my kids. And you know how they put the, you know, what? Give me a fucking sports person. Yeah, I don't know. They'll be like LeBron James.
Kind of
LeBron James. Six
yes.
whatever.
I know
two,
who he is.
200 blank pounds. And then I go, oh my God, let's see. How much? So I'm 6'2 and I'm this many. Oh my God, I'm fucking.
Oh
you know,
my
like,
God,
that's
shut
what I do.
Up.
I always compare yeah. myself to the
to
size.
A giant black male.
But I'm sometimes
athlete.
I'm more. I weigh more. Sometimes
yeah.
I weigh. All right. Anyway, so.
You got
so
that.
Where did you grow up?
Hips don't lie.
I grew up in Virginia.
Okay. And
Spain, both of them.
Right. I know
yeah.
that. I love that about you.
Oh,
you know,
thank
my
you.
Sister is studied, you know, what was one of her majors, Spanish. And in she had a job when she was in college at the UN, and she used to translate, and she studied art history as well. And, you know, she's fluent. And and Henry is has 6 years of I took 6 years of Spanish. I want to go to Spain so bad. We're
now
discussing.
Is Henry fluent because of school, or do you talk to him at home?
Like, no, somebody... I can't do it anymore. Yeah. But he loves it. It's so weird. And Ben has a bad teacher, so now it's like a bad teacher can fuck you up so bad.
That's why I worry about my sister's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you do your sets in Spanish.
Spanish
and
I'm getting
English,
there.
Right?
I have it.
I love that.
Now Lauren. I love Lauren. I do. We love each other. We hugged yesterday because we were both having, you know, we both have major mental illness. And so, and I'm like her dad who's been through hell and gets everything. I'm constantly teaching Lauren, this is what you need to do now. And he listens. He definitely listens. But then he gets all like, oh, I gotta fucking do it. And that's, I can't. You know, I can't with that guy. You know, won't look at directions. You know, it's like, Lauren, you gotta give it up sometime.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
So, Virginia,
yeah.
How many kids in your family?
Two, just me and my sister.
And you are the...
youngest.
Right, because you're a comic.
Right.
And parents?
Oh. Parents, one Spanish, mom Spanish, dad English, American.
Right. Whoa. That was, whoa.
You I know where she's going.
Down.
Yeah, okay. And so, and professor, wait, did I read... their
mom is a nurse.
Nurse.
Well, they're both retired. My dad was in the Navy, and
okay,
they met in Spain.
That's what I... Okay, so your dad's in the Navy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did he wear his uniform all the time?
Yes, it was just like West Side Story, I swear to God. But growing up, it was a beautiful story. And then later on, I was like, what?
But you know, I have a bit about that in my act.
Yeah.
Have you seen my new material? I have a whole bit about those stories of how people met and the stories that, you know, this generation will be telling their grandchildren of how they met on Tinder. So, your mother is from Spain.
She's from Spain, a very small town, yeah.
What's the name of the town?
Tortosa.
It's near... Say it again!
Tortosa.
Oh, God.
It's near Barcelona.
Say it again. And so you visited Spain a lot as a child.
Yes, we lived there. We moved there when I was 3. And when I was 8, we moved to Virginia.
Okay.
And then every summer we'd go
back
to Spain.
So your mother, how many siblings?
6.
What? The F.
And they all stayed in Barcelona or near Tortosa, except for her. She met a guy, fourth date, she was engaged.
And that's your dad.
And then left.
And was the family
how
like,
convenient.
Oh my God?
My
or Ayos mio?
Yes.
Were they like, Ayos mio?
And they were in my...
They're not
my
Mexican.
My parents are introverts. Like, they don't share their feelings, nothing. But my aunt told me that, they were all worried to death. And they were like, who is this man? He's going to kill her in America.
Right. Does your father speak Spanish?
He understands, but he doesn't...
But he learned it through being with your mother.
Yeah.
So there was a... Did your mother speak English?
No, there was a girl at the lounge.
That I don't get.
Which is still in Barcelona. There's a lounge where they met, and I did comedy there.
Oh, weird.
And
awesome.
What's up with that noise, Jared? I heard weird and awesome. And now, all right, go ahead.
And my mom had a friend there, and she was the translator. My dad was like, I want to meet your friend, which is weird, because my dad just doesn't say anything.
Right.
And then she was the translator, and they spoke to each other. And then for a year and a half, they only saw each other 4 times, and they wrote each other letters.
One in English and one in Spanish.
I have no idea. Maybe I think there's pictures, because they didn't understand the words. So I've never seen the letter. My
that
mom
is such
show
an
me the letters.
Here's the thing. That I find it interesting, because then you realize that romance and intimacy and attraction is way more... It's not even verbal. It's not a verbal thing. It's like Do you feel like they are in love with each other?
For years I did. I would share that story. Everybody would be like, oh, I was in love with that story. And then after a while you grow up and you're just like, you know, she was 28. That was late for them. She was, you know, the last one in her family to get married. You know, he had a good job.
Right.
You know, and they're still together.
Do they do stuff together?
They do every... Too much. They are never apart. They call me together. Like, we've had fights where I'm like, well, when have you get up? No, it's not. You can't say anything. Imagine if every time you called her, him, Chemda was on the phone. And you're like, can I just
imagine every time
Lauren?
You called him, her.
Well, so, you know what's funny?
Every time.
I feel like I can say her, him to Lauren. Because sometimes he is a she.
Thank you.
I take that as a compliment. Sometimes he acts like a she, and sometimes he acts, you know, it's true. He has male moments. He's very fluid.
Even though my gender is not fluid.
Your gender is not, but your personality is. And it's easier to call you a woman and say you're, you know, a she because you have tits. Anyway, back to you. I mean, I could say, I could say to Jared, you know. No, I couldn't. Anyway, so...
No, he's a dude.
I like to call him my chesticles. Thanks.
Okay, so you're growing up in... you're in Spain.
Yeah.
Were you... But you were bilingual.
I was bilingual. I went to the American School of Madrid. So half of our classes were in English, half of them were in Spanish.
Okay.
But I was mostly Spanish because I stayed... You know, my mom was at home.
Right.
So she spoke to me in Spanish.
Right.
So by the time I moved to America when I was eight... I was maybe like 70% Spanish.
Now, when did your father travel all this time when you were in Madrid?
No, he went to work in the naval base, but he was there.
And he got on the uniform every day?
Every day.
Were you like, oh my God?
You know, I thought it was like, wow, that's my dad.
Right.
You know, and then he had the hat, and then I would put the hat on, and people would be like, you look like your dad. And I was like, I'm a girl.
Yeah, you fuckhead. So,
I was like, thanks.
Who is tall? I'm assuming.
My father.
Your mother is not tall.
Oh, my mom's like 5'2".
Okay, and your father is?
He was 6'2". Now he's probably 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your sister is how tall?
5'8".
And my sister's 5'8", too.
And she was the first?
She's the second. My brother is about 6'1".
Wow.
And my sister's 5'8". I'm... What, 6'2"-ish?
Yeah.
My mother was 5'9". My father was 6'2"-ish. My grandmother, who was born in 1896, was 5'7", which was enormous.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was 6'3 or 6'4". He was born in 1892.
Holy cow.
And I was the tallest of my generation of...
Right.
But now... The next generation, my mother's sister, and Ben, my son Ben, who's going to be 14 in a couple weeks, is 6'3 and has a 15 men's shoe. But he's at summer camp, so he might be even taller. So this 20-minute sign, Jared, you better go out and say we're not leaving in 20 minutes. Anyway, so...
Isn't it weird, though, to, like, see tall people
now? This is what I have to
okay,
discuss
tell
this
me,
with
we
you.
Need to
I
get
have
out.
To. No, because I can't. I can't.
Okay.
Now... Here's the thing. What does your sister do, by the way?
She's a teacher in Spain. Like a kid.
She's
Spanish.
In Spain.
Yeah, she lives in Spain.
Married?
Yes. She did the opposite of my mom. She married a Spanish guy.
And then moved to Spain.
Yeah.
And kids?
Two girls. Same.
Oh, that's right, because you said you visit your nieces. You get to America. And you're Spanish. So were you tall at the okay, because I was 6 feet at 13.
Oh, okay.
And I was always, always gigantic. Like, it was...
Yeah.
There was never she shot up.
Yeah.
I was taller than my teachers. I was taller than my friends' parents. I could not... Now, you're of a different generation. There were no clothes for people my age.
No, there weren't that many for me either.
Okay. So my mother used to make my clothes.
Okay.
She knit and she sewed. I had to go to a special shoe store. What size shoe are you?
10.
I'm a 12, and now I'm 13. I've got up to 13. Because once you have kids and you fucking get old. So I'm about a...
I didn't know that.
It depends on... yes, you get older, your feet get bigger. Your feet and nose get bigger.
We shrink and our feet get bigger.
And your ears.
So you go to Virginia, which is Whitey, Whiteman, Whiteville, Whites, right?
Yeah, say that again. I'm sorry.
You go to Virginia.
Yeah. Oh,
whitey,
it's all white.
White. And
all
here's
white.
This tall Spanish girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had very few friends, and I had a lot of bullying. I was bullied every fucking day. I'm not kidding. It was Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Orca.
Orca. Really?
I know,
so
because
weird.
I was so
That's
big.
Yeah.
And it was, there was a clique of girls, Jewish girls, because I went to Hebrew school afterwards, and they were really kind of jappy. Some of them weren't that Jewish American princessy, but they were a clique. And my mother really wanted me to be in that clique because, you know, my father served in World War II. According to them, because they were older when they had me, you know, the Jews had to stick together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but I don't, they're so mean. They're just mean and exclusive. And I came from such a different family because my parents were older, you know?
Yeah.
And here's these little, ugh. Right. And one of them tried to friend me on Facebook. Anyway, so. But I was, I always looked different. Now, you were looking different and you were speaking another language.
Yeah. And
did they tease you?
I got teased a lot for my eyes more than my height for a while. I would get fish eyes, bug eyes.
Oh, my sister had big eyes.
The eye shit.
Right.
Which would make me cry. And then I would get Big Bird. That was the big one.
Big Bird. Yes, that was me.
Big
and
Bird,
you know what? Green Giant I got.
I got Green Giant. And then I got Two Tall Jones, which I
got that one.
And I was he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
But then it got cute. Like Stretch. Like sometimes.
Yeah, Stretch. Hey, Stretch. But mine was always from a mean, horrible point, you know.
Yeah.
And so here we are, you know, it's so hard to explain to someone what it's like to, you know, you're already a kid and you're already navigating all this shit and the hormones and the where do I belong, and you look vastly different than everyone else. Now, had I been an athlete, perhaps.
Yeah.
That would have been like...
I know. I don't understand. Did you play basketball? My parents never put me into basketball.
Okay. We had a basketball court in our, you know,
I played basketball.
But here's the thing. It was like, I tried out for basketball in seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I was probably about 5'10"-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was 6 feet. We graduated grammar school in size order, and I was the last one to graduate. Now, who the fuck?
So much.
Like,
but
I was the
fourth
last
grade,
one.
Always. And you're with guys. Like, I remember in the fourth grade, and I'd be like, I don't talk to guys. They have cooties. Like,
right.
At that age, you don't talk to guys.
Well, I was a lesbo. But anyway, the other
we
point.
We had the opposite
and every,
problem.
Okay. But the thing is that it's like, we're going to, I hate everyone who's listening. You're going to be listening to about body stuff now.
There's
because,
a lot.
So, and I also, I don't let me forget. I want to tell you about my son, who's now, you know, 6'3", 6'4"-ish.
And, how old
and
is he?
He's going to be 14.
Oh, geez.
And he has a 15 shoe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, we are going to discuss the difference between being a boy versus a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I'm reliving the polar fucking opposite.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
wow.
Can I say something about the bullying, though? That never bothered me as much as, like, maybe women in their 40s just going like, oh, how do you find pants? That kind of stuff.
See, no. From the day one, you know, it's like but I also knew there was something different, gay wise. Uh-huh. You know, I knew, and I when I tried out for the basketball team, Wayne Carrick told me that I was too tall for the team and it wouldn't be fair to the other players of the other team. I literally couldn't say, you know what, you're uncoordinated, which I wasn't.
Yeah.
I think he was anti-Semitic. I grew up in a very sort of half Jewy Italian and half anti-Semitic
Wayne
KKK.
Guy?
Wayne Carrick. He was my gym teacher.
Okay.
And he said I was actually one of the other gym teachers from my high school had written to me, I know you had a really hard time in high school. Like, it's funny how everyone knew that I was being abused in high school and no one fucking did anything about it.
When was that?
He recently said, I want to come see you in the, I was in Clinton the Musical, but if I'm going to make you uncomfortable because I remind you of, and I was like, no, you're not going to, like, I've been through years of therapy, but it's like funny that when I see kids and they're like, oh my God, you had it really bad. And my mother told me not to say anything. Do not ignore them, because if you react to them, then you're giving them the power, satisfaction.
Yeah.
And my therapist, of course, later on, as I mentioned before, said wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I get my don't fuck with me. I've heard it all.
Yeah.
And I don't, you're not, I'm not afraid of you kind of shit on stage. If you go to judygold.com, which would be
where you go.
Right.
Obviously.
For all your needs.
Yeah.
If you go to judygold.com/MAC, M-A-C-K, you can use this code, kill me. I don't know.
Apropos.
Yeah. And you can get a percentage off. I don't know how much percentage off. How much do they get off?
20%.
20%? That's how many gay people there are. 1 in 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they also have some gay pride, you know, panty packages.
They do?
Yeah. They have like boxer briefs, all different.
Oh, see,
colors.
I didn't check out the men's underwear like you did.
They hold my phantom balls just nice.
That's great. I don't really want to hear about your phantom balls.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about them.
You want to see them?
I want to just know if they're hairy.
Oh my God. No, I take...
Okay, that's great.
I've got little hairs on the shaft of my penis that are starting to grow. But that's the point.
Okay,
back welded, it feels like you're not wearing underwear.
I know. The back weld, it's the...
Without the sticky feeling.
Yeah. So go to judygold.com/MAC.
I'm so excited that they were our sponsor.
I know, they're our sponsor.
I know. I love that.
It's like, because I love stuff like that. Like, I love high quality cotton stuff, so I'm very happy about that.
I mean, it's like way less than Banana Republic, too. And
but it's better fabric.
Exactly.
And the fact that you
you're
don't
underselling.
Stink. Oh, sorry. I'm underselling?
No, they are. Mack Weldon.
Oh, all right. Mack Weldon, judygold.com/Mack. Use the code KILLME.
Kill me.
20% off. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. I love this shit. I love it. And now, like, Henry was really, he even said thank you and was like, he went on the website. He's like, can you give me this? Can you give me this? Can you give me this?
Yeah. Of course.
And this is Mr. Stud. So I'm surprising Ben.
All right.
All right.
Just listen. Put it on my to-do list.
All right, and thank you for putting the mic on the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all bruised. And this one is now open. There's an open banana because Lauren had to put the fucking mic on the bananas because Lauren thinks it's a soft place. And now they're all bruised. So you're going to eat this pathetic banana.
And cry.
No, I'll make you cry before that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go to Mack Weldon, judygold.com/Mack. Use the code KILLME and get the best underwear, the best t-shirts, the best cotton, the best everything.
Yep, it's for men, but it's good enough for women.
And you.
And me. And my trans brethren.
Yes. All right, and your phantom whatever. So here you are, you know, you look, I mean, I'm graduating in size order, I'm in the marching band, which is the nerdiest thing in the world. And yet, I am, you know, did we talk about how I saw a video of myself? I remember someone took a video of marching band, and I saw myself in this uniform, and I thought, and I was so gigantic, playing the clarinet, not the most attractive. And I thought, Oh, that's why they call me names. I literally looked at myself and thought, oh, my God, I see that I look like...
That had to hurt, though, to, like,
I think all of this... Like, I've had a therapist say, if you could go back to that little tall girl who's every day listening to, you know, what would you say to her? What would you... And I can't... It's too painful to even...
Fuck.
Imagine, you know?
I mean, I don't know how nurturing your environment was. Like,
no, my parents, you know, no one was, All right. So you said you're, you know, no one talked about their no one talked about their feelings. Anger was very good. Sarcasm was rewarded. Any of joking.
Yeah.
Or, we want, you know, we would love, we love, we're very clever. Any kind of clever. The thing is that I didn't, my mother was so like a, she should have been a consumer advocate, but she, if some, she was very, and I'm like this too, injustice drives me crazy. And so if something, you know, she's there, like she once yelled at my sister's Hebrew school class because my sister, the rabbi's wife was teaching this class and it was like parents visiting day thing. Mm-hmm. And she always went to every parents thing. And so the rabbi's wife is teaching this class and my sister's, and the kids were so mean to my sister too. And they're all being so rude to the rabbi's wife and her and another woman, the only two moms that came. And they're just not listening to her. And one kid had a crutch and was like banging the crutch on the floor and letting it hit the ceiling. And at the end of the class, my mother went up in front of the class and said, you know, how dare you be so disrespectful? Your parents should be should know how you treat this woman. And, you know, went on and on. And some kid yelled, well, what about, my parent? And you, what about her parent? What about that parent? What? And points to my sister. And my mother says, her parent is right here. Do, what do you have to say? Tell me, you
wow.
know. And then my sister was the most unpopular kid at school. And
but did you look at your mom and you're like, damn, awesome.
Now I do.
Yeah.
But that prevented me from telling.
Mm.
So when you were picked on, it didn't, I don't think it affected you the way it seems to.
I didn't probably get it as much as you did. I was very,
quiet.
Very, very quiet, very shy. And I was already like that. And then in the seventh grade, I had scoliosis and I had to wear a brace.
Yeah.
So that was even more like, yo, don't touch me. I'm going to be in the back.
Right.
So I was completely isolated.
So I had this huge personality and yet, you know. Okay, so you graduate high school. Were you involved in any extracurricular activities?
I was. I ran cross country. I actually tried to play on the basketball team, and the coach was like, "Have you ever played before?" Like, I literally thought I was going to get on because I was tall.
Yeah. I played with my brother every day. You know, like I was always shooting hoops. Cross country is amazing.
Cross country was the easy. That was the only thing I could
sports,
do. Though.
But you know what? Sports. You could have played tennis.
Not by the time I became like an athlete. No.
When did you hit your 6 feet?
I was 5'10" already by like eighth, ninth grade.
Yeah.
So a couple more inches.
Right. Yeah. And you're taller than your teachers. And
I'm taller than everyone. All my friends are short. I've never had a tall friend. Like, I don't know what it is about me. All my friends are like 5'10".
Mine are too. I kind of, sometimes I see tall women and I don't know if you get this. Like, I know they see me.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, we're competitive?
Yes!
Totally.
Yes!
Like, I'll see them at the grocery store and be like, I'm taller than you, bitch.
Yeah, I know. And I'm always like, yeah. And then I check the heels.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I get in an elevator and I see the other person. You know, they always
look at your feet.
They look at your feet to see if you're wearing heels.
Always. First thing.
First fucking thing. You get stared at.
I want to leave signs. Like, one time I wanted to leave, like, post-its on my shoes.
I know.
Just, like, because they're looking.
I know. That's what we should do. Carmen, let's start, like, a thing online, and we can post it for your shoe, and it'll say 2 inches, 3 inches.
Or even, like, you know, I know you're reading this, or something, like, messages.
Right. Or six, you know, you can put 6'1". 6'5" and heels.
Yes.
There you go.
Because it's unbelievable.
No, I don't play basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable. We got to do the t-shirts for the tall girl. Lauren.
Extra long.
No, we got to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play basketball.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be
we're
great.
We're doing
that.
Okay.
Let's
I'm not going to. We're shaking
no,
on
seriously.
It. Shaking. Okay. So, and what? I always wanted, this was always my dream, and now maybe I can do it with you, to start a tall clothing thing line because I can't wear you can because you're so thin.
Well, no, this is what I wear. Like, see how everything's short? I have to wear a long
But you have
underneath.
A beautiful body and you're
Thank
very
you.
Thin. I'm very big. You know, I'm not,
you're not
thin.
That big.
No, I'm just a bit. I'm not that
you're
big.
You're bigger boned.
I have,
like,
I have broad. You know, I don't know if they had this when you were a kid, but at gym class, we also had to go into the gym, the big auditorium gym, and they would weigh and measure us.
With Wayne Carrick? He's still
Maybe.
Working there, by the way.
No, he's not.
Yep, he's the senior custodian.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
What? Wayne Carrick. Wait, is this Clark, New Jersey?
Yes. No, it's, what is it? No, it's in New Jersey. It's,
no.
Rome.
No.
Rome School District.
No.
That's
wrong.
A different Wayne Carrick.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
So they measure you in gym class.
So what they used to do, now I'm, you know, in the 60s, early 70s in grammar school, late, you know, late 60s. And I don't think that's him, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, so they, you know, for the presidential whatever, they used to have to weigh and measure all of us. And there was literally a scale on the, and people would one by one. It was so humiliating. And then I would get up. They'd be like, Bigfoot.
Oh, geez.
And I remember I auditioned for, I auditioned for to be drum major. I was a music major in college, you know. And I was perfect because I was so tall. And I really was popular in the band area, but that was it. And you had to conduct the Star Spangled Banner, and then the superintendent and the principal, they're all there, and then they decide. So I pick up. Now, do you know anything about music?
Not really. I mean, okay. I know I play the piano, but I don't know anything about
piano. Me too!
Really?
That's what I majored in. What do you play?
I don't know anything about music.
No, I played when I, like, four or five years when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. So Jared will know this because he's in musical, and Lauren might know it because he's annoying. Anyway, so when you're conducting.
I'm also a musician, but.
I know. When you're conducting. You take, when you're conducting an orchestra, say, you take the baton and you lift it up, which means instruments up, ready to go. Okay? So once the conductor feels, okay, I want to begin, everyone's instrument is up, everyone's tuned up, there's this tiny little breath that you, and you flick your wrist, and it's like, it's called an up, and you just go boom, and then once you hit down, once you get from the top to the down, the downbeat is when they begin playing.
Okay.
So it's like a breath, like, boom, boom, ba-doom. Yeah. But you have the, with your hands, and then you have this little millisecond of, okay, it's coming. And once it hits down, all right. I'm so excited. All I want to be is drum major. I lift up my baton. I'm in front of the superintendent, everyone, principal. I instruments up. Arms up. As I'm coming down, Bobby Kamenecki screams, Sasquatch.
Oh, my God.
Asshole.
And so once you hit the downbeat, you can't stop. It's not like I can get. And I had to conduct the Star Spangled Banner. I had to finish.
Yeah.
And Rosemary Dombrowski became drum major.
What?
What was his name?
Bobby Kamenecki.
I did find Wayne Carrick.
And I remember every, you know, and so here we are. And then you go to William and Mary. You were going to study medicine.
Yes.
Because you're a fucking brainiac. Did you, were you number one in your class?
No, I did very well in high school.
Me
and then
too.
I went to college and it was the hardest
thing
ever.
It's unbelievable.
I went to the hardest school. I don't know why
William and Mary is such a fucking hard school.
I wish someone would have told me it doesn't even matter.
Right.
You know?
But they don't. And because it's all about the parents saying.
Oh, yeah. My dad was thrilled.
You know, Common is going to William and Mary. Where'd your sister go?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's a great school.
Yeah, she had a blast. And she was fine.
I went to Rutgers. I wanted to go to Emerson. My parents wouldn't let me because they, and I got into like BU and Northeastern and all these, and they're like, no, you're going to Rutgers because it's cheap and we live in New Jersey. Anyway, so the night before I was leaving to go to college, my guidance counselor had to come over to our house because I was so panicked that I'd be living in a dorm and that there was going to be no respite from the Bigfoot Sasquatch orca, so that I'd walk out of my room, and even in my quote-unquote home, I you know, I would have to lock myself in my room, you know?
Right.
And I got there, and that's sort of where I was like, oh, my God, like, no one picks up. You know, it was amazing for
me. But college was like all the guys were already tall. Like, I felt like I fit
in. Right, but
I'm
a lesbo, so I didn't care. Like, you're coming from a straight.
Right.
So a lot of yours was like, oh, my God. And I had, you know, so my cousin Beth, her mother-in-law is very conservative, and she used to say to Beth, you know, why isn't Judith married? And people would always ask, why isn't she married? And Beth didn't know what to say one time. And said, well, she's really tall, so it's really hard for her.
God, that is the worst.
To find someone. But it's so weird. I don't. Did your parents say, oh, Carmen, there's a...
My friends always did. That guy's tall. He's 6'2 all the time.
Yeah, and yeah. It's like, I was in camp, sleepaway camp. There was one guy who was really tall, looked like he had Marfan syndrome. I'm like, yeah, 12 years old. God. They're like, you should go dance with them. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't.
Somebody after a show came up to me and said, I think you might have Marfan syndrome.
No,
I swear
way.
To God. And then they gave me like the reasons why, and I Googled it, and I went to the doctor, and I was like,
"You
like,
do it's not like, look like you have Marfan
like
syndrome."
Like it was like you know how you if you touch your thumb, and then like if your back, if you have scoliosis,
right,
like
no,
all
no.
that stuff. And I
you
was
have
like,
"No facial."
Wait a minute, you Googled it?
Yeah, because
so
she happened
didn't
in
Google
the...
it. She didn't Google it. She Googled it.
All right, my Hawaiian accent comes out sometimes.
Hawaiian.
But that just happened. That's ridiculous.
No, what when did
no,
you Google?
No, this was like five years ago.
Okay,
this woman
but
came up to me.
5 years ago.
She's 27 years old.
But
are you 27 yet?
No, but I mean, sure, I'd love to be again. I'm not 27.
Wait.
No, that's wrong too on IMDb. Forget,
what are you?
Forget it.
No, tell me.
I can't have kids anymore. They would look weird.
No, tell me.
27. You heard.
What? How did you get a mistake
27?
Like that?
Because I think they mixed the main girl who's 5'2", whose middle name is Diane.
But you could pass for 27.
Yeah, but then sometimes I get, like, auditions. I don't know. Maybe I can.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't.
I'm brutally honest, so I can't. I'm 52. Mm. All right, so listen.
You know, it's hard, though, when you go on a date and the guy thinks you're 27 and you're like, sit down, have a drink.
Yeah, right. So there's something similar that happened to us. I majored in music in college. I was, you know, planning on this and that, and I was going to do this and I was going to do that. And it was really the thing that I could learn and wanted to learn about and... I was interested, you know, that's really what I could major in. You changed to psychology, right?
Yeah, that was like my fifth change.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which is great for a comic, by the way. And you graduate. And so now when I graduated, I think you had a similar experience. I auditioned for graduate school in theater. I'm not, no way. And in theater, and Bill Esper, who's the head of Mason Gross, after I did my two monologues, said, you know, you're very talented, at which he never says to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you expect me to cast you? You're too tall.
Totally. Same, yeah.
And so, I tell my mother, he's going to get his! You know, and like she was. And we are, I mean, you're fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And we are great at what we do. And you're a great actor.
I vouch for both of you.
Fucking like that to want to learn something, and you're too tall to learn.
Yeah.
This.
I mean, I remember like going to auditions, getting a callback, and that's when they'd be like, "All right, Carmen and Joe, stand up." And every time I towered over him, and I'm like, "I'm not going to get this." And that's what led me to stand up. I'm like, at least in stand up, I'm by myself.
You could stand up.
I don't have to like put makeup on
exactly.
and be cute and little.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And what was your first time on stage?
Oh God, I did the Learning Annex class. It was the 3-day class.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Yeah,
and
this.
It was at Stand Up New York.
Because you said your mother was always like, "Take a class, take a class,
always,
yes.
take a class." And then it was Google it.
But I feel like I think people can take a class if they're afraid to get on stage, yet they are already think like a comic.
Yeah.
I don't think you cannot take a class and learn to be funny.
No. You can't learn to be a storyteller.
I was dared into stand up because I was always so funny. You're not getting these parts. You moved to New York to become an actor, and yet you're not getting these parts. So what was it? What was the What was the thing that said, I
was so frustrated with the acting, and I, at the same time, I was journaling. I was always writing and, you know, morning pages and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was so frustrated that I just took that material.
Right.
Oh, no, I went to a comedy show, and I wish I remembered who was on it. But I was like a regular person with regular friends, lived near New York Comedy Club, went to a show, and I was like, oh, my God, these people are born funny. This is crazy. And then someone was like, no, they write these jokes. They don't just talk like this all the time.
Right, right, right.
And then I looked into that and I said, you know what? I'm going to write jokes for these people because there's no way in hell I will ever do this. Because I was shy.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So who did you write for?
So I didn't. I just took the learning annex, and the teacher was like, "I was like, I don't want to take that last the third day class thing. I just want to write. I want to learn how to write a joke." And he goes, "You're going to want to get on stage." And I'm like, "No."
Who was it?
Oh my God, he was a cocaine addict, and all he did was show us pictures of him when he was on coke all the time.
Oh, that's such a great learning experience.
But we didn't really learn that much about him.
She saw the
world
of comedy.
I can't think of his name, but it'll come to me.
Was he a comic?
Yes, he was a comic, and he lived here.
And is he, where is he?
I think he's in the Midwest now. He's probably in his 50s.
Okay.
It'll come
to me. I'm in my 50s. Go.
No, but, and then he literally taps me on the shoulder and says, go. And I go up on stage, and I didn't think I was going to go on, so I had 2 minutes of jokes, and I had 5 minutes that I could do. And I got laughs in those 2 minutes. And I was like, this is it. I'm doing this.
And it's like a high. You can't get from anything else.
I never, ever thought. And at that moment, even in 2 minutes, you know what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Right,
and you're just like,
I had this. Yes. And you're like, this is it.
I was like, I just got married and had a baby. This is my life.
Right.
Like, I knew immediately.
Yes.
And I felt like the luckiest person because I was searching all through college, all those interviews. And they were like, no, I don't want to hire you.
Right.
And I was like, I just found it.
Right. Now, you then started, where'd you start, you know, where'd you pass
so
first?
After that first three-day class, because I went to college, I was all about structure.
Right.
I was like, all right, now I need a real class because I'm not going to make friends. I'm too shy.
Right.
So I went to Caroline's. At that time, it was Andy Engel, and the teacher passed away. It was Mike something. He died of cancer, but he was great.
Oh.
And I went there and I took an 8-week class. And then I just started doing open mics after that.
How long have you been?
Like maybe 12, 13 years.
Yeah. I feel like your stand-up is very original. And yet it reminds me of a little bit of me, a little bit of Wendy Liebman, a little bit. It's so smart.
Thank you.
And the jokes are so great, and you're very, you know, you're really easy to listen to. Like, I'm not easy to listen to.
See, I don't think that at all. I see people in the audience, like, yawning or looking at their watches. And
no!
I know it's because I'm, like, deadpan, and you have to listen to get the joke.
Right.
You know, I'm not very big on stage.
Right, like, but that's what I love. That's so funny, because you are,
it's like
you don't want to be big, because you are a tall. You know what I mean? But your personality is not.
I'm still convinced there's big inside that needs to come out.
Yeah. So you, dating wise, because I'm a les and it doesn't matter how. I actually think the height thing helps me because they're
the
like
shorties.
Yeah. But I also feel like, you know, for years before you were born doing stand up, you know, I would have guys constantly pick the mic up to our next comic.
Raise it?
Yeah. And I just started reaming them. Oh, can you believe our MC is short and fat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me put the mic down. You know? And I would have them say I'm tall. Like, you know, they say tall people make more money, but, you know, it's great in crowds, but there is something, I wouldn't give it away for anything, but.
No, I like it now.
Yes. But it is a struggle. It really is a struggle when you're really, you can't hide.
No, you can't hide. And if you hide, you just look like you have osteoposis.
Right.
Like, you just look ridiculous.
Right. My son is, as we met, you know, going to be 14, 6'3", 6'4", whatever. I think he was 6'3 when he left for camp, but he always grows a lot.
Yeah.
But the 15 shoe is what scares me. And he is, he's so much like me, you know, but without the mental illness. You know, he's very happy. I think I was a happy kid. I was always anxious and picking my... Do you do anything anxiety-ish?
I pick my nails like that, like what you're doing right now all the time. And I tap and stuff like that. But I'm very anxious. I had a lot of panic attacks, like, and I still do. Like,
really?
Sweating
attacks. Okay, let me ask you a question.
I sweat a lot.
I'm asking you before the end, are you on any medications?
I have Klonopin with me all the time.
There's no way.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I predicted.
I won.
That was the first one. I said, Carmen's not on anything.
Yeah. And I was like, you kidding me? How do you think she's so cool?
No, I barely take it, but it's
but
in
you
my
need
purse.
It. You need it.
I can't leave the house without it. Like 2 years ago in here, right now with you, I would be taking it.
Why?
Because there's an intimate, there's a close up with people. Like
so,
that,
you're afraid. It's you're
like
afraid.
Every single date that I go on has Klonopin until like we're dating
why
regularly.
What are you afraid of in that beginning intimacy?
You know what?
Kind of
it's
thing.
Weird, and I'm in therapy, but I learned because my head is like, you're fine. It's my body that just starts to pour water everywhere.
Right,
like I'm
just
wet. And she
really
said when it's she said when you're when something happens to you when you're so young that your brain doesn't develop yet, then your body takes over.
Right.
So it's something really old that I haven't figured out.
Do you know what
yet.
It is?
I don't know if I'm just afraid of getting rejected. I don't know. Like it's just something really
it's
deep,
so
deep.
Hard
it's
because
so,
you're
it's you, so hard.
It's like you don't want people to be judging you or thinking about the way you look. You know what I mean? Or how that you're different looking and yet you have to address it. You do have
but
to address
so weird.
It. But how many times do you get off stage and they're like, I didn't realize you were that tall.
Oh, every time.
Or they say.
Or every time.
Wait. Do you get this? Do you get, oh my God, you are
yes!
So.
Yes. Those are the two. Those are the two. I didn't realize you were so tall or oh my God, you are tall. You don't look that tall on stage.
But also, why are you lying? Like you would make it up. When you know you can get off stage and...
It doesn't make any... And then the short guys come over and they're like... Because I talk about how short guys like tall women.
They love tall women.
So I'm constantly dating a short guy because I was shy. I wouldn't approach the tall guys, you know?
Right.
So
the tall guys like, you know, they like... My brother married someone like 4'9", 4'10".
Yeah, they love the tiny girl.
Right?
Yeah. If I wear heels, and I never wear heels, like with a tall guy, he's like, why are you so tall tonight?
Right. I love that. I can't wear heels because I have an extra bone in each foot. So I also have, you know, I have to have other issues. And but I have this one pair. It's like 3 inches and they fit. I don't know. For some reason, I can wear them. And I'm 6'5" and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
But it's a burden. It is a burden on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're thin. So you know.
No, but I can't.
Are you flexible?
I'm not good at walking in them. Like,
right.
I have one pair that I love, and I wore them to, like, Letterman and a wedding. Like, it's my pair that doesn't, like, make my ankle shake.
Right.
And that's it.
Letterman, by the way, fell in love with you.
Oh, you were awesome.
Oh, thank you.
He was
awesome.
So smitten.
I know.
So smitten.
So, all right. I need to know. Any serious relationship?
Only, like, I'd say, for me, one. But in general, I've had, like, 3 long-term relationships.
But you weren't in love with the other two?
No.
And how long did you stay with them? The other two?
The other two, probably 6 months, and we broke up and tried it again in another 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other one that you were...
The other one
smitten?
Was Pat Dixon, was a comic. Yeah, we were together for 3.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, you're so not lesbian. Not 20 years.
Uh-huh.
20 years with my ex, Sharon, and 2 kids. And now Elisa, 8.5 years.
Like, wait, do lesbians, like, have long relationships?
Yes. It's 2 women. It's like
that's
true. Connect. And now Sharon, Elisa, and I, you know...
They
Elisa's
all
the
live
stepmom.
Together.
No. We don't really live together, but I will do anything for my kids. And so we get along. We are like, people come up to us at like the baseball games. And
it's a sitcom.
So you guys can all sit together. Like children of divorce often comment, who are my age, and will say, I can never, my parents could never sit together. And I think it's so healthy for the kids, you know, to... Mm-hmm. to see that, okay, we cannot live together. We cannot be in a, but we can co-parent. And it doesn't have to be this acrimonious.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't work as partners like that anymore.
So what are some things that you auditioned for that you were fucking a shoo-in that you didn't get?
I mean, there's a lot because I get, you know, you see the casting director laughing. You're like, that was amazing.
Wait,
and then they always do that thing at auditions, like especially commercials, where they take the camera.
They always have to
raise it.
Right.
Which I always think is a bad sign.
Right.
They have to raise it for you. And they're like, how tall are you?
They always say, how tall are you?
And I'm just like, I'm screwed.
Right. But the minute they say, then I'll go in for someone who's like, we need a... woman disguised as man, androgynous, I get for fat people too, like for overweight, I'll get large woman, really, but you know, and the minute they say how tall are you, I'm like, okay. They're like, oh my God, you were the funniest. Then you hear your joke on the commercial.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they never pair me anymore because it's just useless. But it's like, there's this huge prejudice against tall women. It's an unspoken, and yet, you know, and you're goofy.
I don't understand why it's so weird. Like, I know soap operas have, like, really short people.
Right.
But then, like, and Tom Cruise is short. But then you have, like, Nicole Kidman is 6 feet tall.
Right.
There's 6 feet tall actresses out there. Like, all you have to do is raise the camera. Why is that
so right. It's just because it's all about the guy. Now, I am klutzy.
I'm very klutzy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people are like, Jenny! And my mother used to call me a klutz, too. But like, if I'm sitting at a dinner table with a bunch of friends, I will put my glass of wine or my glass of water down, and it's, you know, 4 feet away from me, because that's what's coming. When I put my arm down,
right.
It's like...
Right.
And then I'll go reach for it, and then I'm always knocking things over.
Yeah.
It's like you're never... It's especially in a New York part, but you're like... You're used to being this big, but your arm span is...
Ridiculous.
Right, and you're bumping to...
I still hit my head. I have not learned my lesson. I still hit my head all the time.
When I get up on the subway sometimes and I hit my head.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. And then everybody looks.
I know.
Like, oh,
and it's
idiot.
And I feel kind of like, why is this happening? Like, it's so odd.
Yeah.
You know, why is this happening? So.
Like, I can't wear baseball caps because the thing.
Right.
It blocks me my vision and then I hit my head.
The rim. Yeah. The rim. Now, the brim, I meant. Not the rim.
The brim.
The brim. Now, do you want to get married being a.
You know, marriage doesn't feel like. Once you don't have kids, it's like, I don't know if I feel like, what's the point?
Right.
I mean, for me. But I've always had commitment issues. Like,
right.
So I don't know if I could do it. I see my parents together, and I don't know if I could do that.
Do you feel lonely?
Not a lot.
That's good.
And if I do, no, but I always think that's a problem. I'm always like,
no, that's
great. I'm like,
no.
What is wrong with me?
That is great. That is a great thing.
Why don't I get lonely? I feel like I'm going to be alone forever.
But being alone and being lonely are completely separate things, you know?
Yeah.
I love that about you.
Like, I'll go off and find something to do.
Right. That's great. It's like you don't have to be with someone.
Yeah, but then I have days where I'm like, I haven't texted anyone.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's so great that you have that. Because I'm so anxious, like, oh my God, what am I missing? What did I do? I forgot to do this. What are your goals? Like, what do you want?
I want to be on camera. Like, I always want to do stand up.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm the same way.
I don't care if it's free and I'm just loaded.
Right.
I want to constantly do that.
Right.
But I want to be in front of the camera and do something stupid. Like,
I know.
An idiot on.
I've been in plays.
Yeah.
I love live theater, which pays a lot, which is so great.
Right.
But I've always wanted I've always wanted that to be on.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, all right.
But now I just think you just have to make it, do it yourself.
Right.
You know?
And Now, I used to have a joke in my act about when I did Law and Order. And this happens every time now. When I'm booked on a series, a guest star on this or guest star on that, the wardrobe people will call me.
Yeah.
And they're like, can I have your size ass?
Yeah.
And they're like, how tall are you? I'm like, you know, 6'2". How much do you weigh? About 200.
Mm-hmm.
What? Bust size? 38, I guess. Inseam? I don't know, like 37-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Shoe size? Well, it's between, it's 12 or 13, depending on the shoe. Pause, pause, pause. Is there anything that you have in your closet that, you think this character might wear? I mean...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does that happen to you?
For shoes, it happens a lot. Yeah. And jeans, like pants.
But you're, what are you, a size like 6?
I'm a 6, yeah.
I hate you! I'm a 14! How are you, a fucking, do you eat? What do you eat?
I shit a lot. And I'm not even just saying that.
Really?
I had to go to the hospital because I was shitting too much.
I gotta shit
too
much.
Like, I don't retain,
much.
I don't keep things in, but I work out and stuff.
What did they say that was?
Oh, I don't even remember the word.
I think it's called overshitting.
No, but it was fine. I don't.
Is everyone thin in your family?
Yes. IBS. Maybe.
I mean, my dad and I are literally the same person. We walk the same. We look the same.
What a crazy pair.
Same body.
Right.
So yeah.
Do you have a penis as well?
Except for that.
Yeah.
But we have the same bone structure. Everything. I'm gonna have all of his problems, I'm sure.
What now? Do you? When you travel.
Yeah.
Now, I no longer.
Oh, God.
Can sit and coach because I have a fake knee.
Yeah.
The other knee needs to be replaced. And I'm all legs. I am all legs. Are you mostly leg or do you
I'm
have a
half
long
and
torso?
Half.
You're very, yeah. And it's all leg and I'm in pain a lot. And it's like, I go to these gigs. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I can't sit in the 3 inches of extra leg room. I need...
It's the worst. It's fucking worst. But I'm not at your level, so I can't just fly business.
Mm. Well, I pay a lot. Sometimes
you do?
I pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, when I get upgraded, I'm like, this is amazing.
Right.
But I have to sit in the aisle so that my legs can start... And then
the
I hate them.
The fucking cart!
They never say anything!
I know! They see your foot there.
They don't give a shit.
And they fucking roll the cart over.
And it's my knee, usually. It's usually my knee. And she goes, sorry. And I'm like, fuck you.
You
did that on purpose.
See.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's the worst. Now, so we have traveling, driving. Do you drive a lot?
Drive, I always just push
it. And when you get the, okay, now this is a thing. I don't know if you have this. New York City cabs, there are certain ones I will not, you know, those Ford S Escape ones?
Mm-hmm.
There's like a wall.
They're
right
annoying.
In front of the...
Yeah.
I can't. You think it's a big cab.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
And the happiest moment of my life, I'm not kidding, is when a handicap cab. That it makes me so fucking happy.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh my God, it's handicap. I'm so happy.
I've seen you stand on the corner for like an hour.
Yeah. I'm like, no, can't fit. And they look at me like, and I'm like, no.
No.
Do you have any joint issues?
I have knee. I'm starting to have knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, this is what bothers me the most, is I can't stand up a lot. I'm a sitter.
Right.
Like I get tired easily. And I'm like, is that because I'm holding more... Like, my balance, I don't know. Like, it's just hard to stay up.
Well, that's good for a stand-up comic. That you're not a sitter.
Oh, I'm a sitter.
You should start sit-down comedy.
You know, I do...
But on stage, I don't think about it. I'm just saying, like, waiting for the train and stuff. I'm like, oh,
I always
want to
sit. Yeah. I know, or lean.
Yes,
I gotta lean.
Is huge.
This is the other thing I can't do. Can you sit back, like, you know, like... What, you know how you're like standing like a catcher and you sit back on your ankles? Can you do that?
Oh, no.
I've
but that's
never.
But because of my knees, though.
Right. But I've never been able to do. And that makes me so fucking jealous.
Yeah.
That people can, you know, go to a game or something and sit back on their. And I'm like, ow, I got to
shift.
Wait,
do you mean like this?
No. I mean.
Like a catcher?
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, their heels are on their butt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that. My knees would hurt too much.
You can't.
No
I know, but
no,
so many people can do that.
Yeah, it's can do it. I haven't done that in years.
I've never done that.
I do it every day, all day.
But I always lean, like, I sit like this. I can't sit up.
Right.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
When you did Letterman for the first time, how did you feel?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's so excited.
And your parents?
My parents, they don't, first of all, they've never seen me do comedy.
What?
Except for one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was the worst. It was Boston Comedy Club. I was like 2 years in. There were 10 people in the audience. I was like, you're never coming back. And then I got Letterman like, what, 10 years later? And I was driving in Virginia on my way home. And I'm like, I'm just going to tell them in person. So I come home. I'm like, I have news. And my sister's on the phone in Spain, and I'm talking to them, and I go, I just got Letterman.
Say it in Spanish. Say it in Spanish.
Acabo de oír que te ofrecen Letterman. But I didn't say it like that because my dad was in the room.
Wait, do it again. Do it again.
No te lo vas a imaginar. Voy a hacer Letterman.
Okay.
I mean, they knew that it was like work in the works. Right.
He has the most un-Spanish name of anyone ever.
Letterman. Well, my cousins are always like, I cho Letterman.
It sounds so much sexier that way.
All right. So then
my parents' face did not change. And my dad goes, what does that mean?
Oh, my God.
And it's because they go to bed early. They're, you know, in their 70s. And
that's not old.
No, but for them, they just don't watch late. You know what I mean? They're asleep by 10 on the couch.
Right.
And he goes, what does that mean? And I just went, oh, my God, forget it. And I was talking to him. Thank God my sister was on the phone in Spain because I was screaming. She was screaming.
Yeah.
So excited.
It's infuriating.
And I was like, thank God I have you because some people don't understand. And I mean, there's so much resentment with comedy in general.
Right.
And they looked so innocent. My dad was like, no, I just don't understand what you're talking about.
Right.
And I said, Dad, I'm doing 5 minutes of jokes on the David Letterman show. And he goes, okay, well, when are you doing it? And I said, in like 5 days. Well, we'll start watching now so that by the time you do it, we'll understand. I go, there's no one else on but me. Like, I'm the next comic.
Right.
You're not going to get it. I was so mad.
Oh my God! The first time I did the Tonight Show, I never get positive. Did you get a lot of positive feedback from your, you know,
from the first one more just because I hadn't really
no,
done
but
anything?
In life,
oh.
From your family?
Oh no,
never,
no.
Okay,
no. I used to ask my mom all the time. I have a joke about this. Who do you love more? Because my sister and her just clicked more, and I was like, "Do you love me?" She's like, "Of course, you know." Like,
wait, say it in Spanish. Oh wait, I'll do it.
Okay,
how do I say "Do you love me"?
Miquieres.
Okay, ready?
Mama. Miquieres.
That's really good. But now,
wait, now we gotta do it!
Say, do you love me more than Elizabeth?
Okay.
Mama.
Si.
Tu quieres más de Elizabeth?
Say, me quieres más que a Eli? I called her Ellie.
Okay.
Me quieres más que a Eli?
Okay.
Mama.
Si, cariño.
¿Quieres más de Kelly?
Mira. This is what she would say every time.
Oh my God, I just want to do the scene.
Mira means look.
Look, yeah.
All
this
right,
is what she
ahead.
Would say. She would be like, I
no,
swear
No, we have to do it in Spanish,
okay.
The whole thing.
Okay,
and then,
okay.
All right, ready?
Okay, but say, ¿me quieres más? ¿Me quieres? Who do you love more? ¿A quién quieres más? ¿A mí o
okay.
a Eli?
Okay.
Okay.
Mama?
Sí, cariño.
¿Quién quieres más? ¿Mí o Kela?
Mira. Si alguien me diese una pistola y me dijera, tienes que matar a una de tus hijas ahora mismo, no sé a quién de las dos mataría.
Ouch. All right, what did she say?
She would say, look, if I had a gun, I swear to God, every time.
Uh-huh. Pistol.
And someone said to me, you need to shoot one of your kids.
She would shoot
right
herself.
Now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one of you
no!
I would shoot.
That's some.
That is a really
is
roundabout
Sophie's
way of saying
I love
you
the same. You know, it means I love you the same.
Right.
Right.
And in a violent.
Sophie's Choice kind of
it needs yeah, to be it, dramatic, but I do that on stage. Like, Spanish people just have to take it to this, like,
right.
soap opera Telemundo
Mama?
Place.
Mama?
You should have compared the Letterman show to, like, Peregrina or one of the really famous, like,
okay,
you know,
Lauren, we're gonna
soap operas.
We're going to let Carmen write her own jokes. Listen,
si,
what do you think? Now, to me... You well, first of all, who were your influences? Like, who did you love to watch when you were?
I never watched any stand up ever. Okay. The only people I watched who were funny were Lucille, but I love Lucy reruns and the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, I love the Carol.
That's it.
But ditto. When you got into the clubs, who did
when
you?
When I got into the clubs,
who would you not leave the room for?
Oh God, Dave Attell. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that many. Mitch Hedberg Judy was Goldman. The first person. Oh no, obviously, but I didn't meet you till way later.
Was I nice to you?
You were kind of standoffish.
I was not.
You weren't.
Thank you.
It was a room that didn't exist anymore, though. It was a lot. I wish I remembered what the room was.
Don't give her any excuses. You
Comics?
Need to learn.
No.
No, it wasn't even a comedy club. Oh. It was like maybe we're Luna Lounge. What was that room?
I don't know.
Maybe one of those.
Ochi's?
No.
Okay, no, that's yeah,
but anyway, but there were only a few because I honestly had never seen it before.
Right.
So Mitch Hedberg was the first person I saw on Comedy Central, uh-huh. the half hour. And then Ted was a huge one because I remember
I
he
Ted.
Did like a Lewis Black show at the old Gotham.
Ted Alexandro.
And
yeah.
I remember mm-hmm. like, oh, this guy's good.
Right, right.
He was our first guest.
Yeah. He was our second guest. Frank Conniff was our first.
He was our second guest.
We're all flawed people. Comics are very different. We think yeah. differently. Where does your need to do this and your... What is the off
like the reason
mental part of you?
Well,
because some people I look like I'm like you're normal and like how yeah. could you do this? But what is
I mean for me? Definitely, I was always, and I think this is the reason I don't get lonely a lot. Is I was always alone,
right.
even in my own family.
Right,
like that's why I would ask my mom who she loved.
Right,
we just didn't click.
Right.
And then the back brace made it much worse.
Right.
And when I got my brace off, I was bummed. Who's bummed without a brace?
Right.
Like, I was like, fuck, now I have to be normal and talk
right,
to people.
Right, right, right.
So, so all that. And
so
then,
you've shunned people, you know, you just like to beat to your own drum.
But I never did it because I was a bitch or arrogant. I that's why I had panic attacks.
Right.
One day I had to talk to people and I was like, fuck.
I don't feel
I'm
like,
so
yeah.
close. So the stand-up was just a need. I think it just got all bottled
right.
up, and now it's just a need to share. I don't
I
even
know.
Think it's about like anything. But if I don't do it, I get
well. The thing
and
is,
I block.
I know. I can't sleep. I
yeah.
sleep better when I do it.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Before we go, we did ask you your meds. What? I mean, I think our whole. Podcast today was really about Kill Me Now because
oh,
it
yeah.
is so hard. And I have to tell you, my son is the most popular kid at school.
Damn. Yeah.
He is the, you know, he won the MVP of the Manhattan Athletic League basketball. Mm-hmm. He is so kind. He's a team. He's just, it's, I mean, the hardest part of being tall is that people think you're older than you are when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. So they treat you, you know. And I reach for shit in the fucking... Excuse me. Yes, what do you fucking want?
I had it the other day.
Yeah, it's all the time, which I don't mind.
But you think... Okay, go ahead.
Wait, what do you mean reach for shit?
Don't you think he's reached on high shelves like at the supermarket?
Oh, it's always
it's all
trying...
The time.
What is that? Say up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you grab me that one all the way in the back?
Right.
Mm. Don't you think he's popular though because of you? Because you went through this. You knew how to raise him. Like, I feel like if I had a daughter who was tall or even a son, like my mom didn't know how to talk to me like that
right.
about that stuff.
Well, I did tell them never to. I mean, I told them that I got teased all the time and you can never, ever. Don't ever, and they don't. They will never. And plus, kids today, they don't give a shit. They don't care if you're gay, if you're trans, you know. But maybe, but he's also, you know, they're all raised by women. So it's like, you know, a lot of female, I don't know what it is, but it's just to watch him, and he's big like me, have this completely other, oh, it's great. Like they stop me on the street with him. He's so tall. Oh my God. How old is he? 13. Ah, well, at least he's a boy.
Oh God.
And I'm like,
I'm still having it. I can't believe that's still happening.
I know. And then people are like, and when you hug people, your friends hug you and they're a little drunk. They're like, me boobs.
Yeah, I always like, reach down, but guys hate that.
And I can't hear a fucking thing.
Oh, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Both of my roommates are 5'1". I can't hear anything they're saying.
I know. It's
Did you go to prom?
No!
Okay, right. I knew. I'm like, I'm not getting asked. I'm going to do the asking.
Is that why you
two
get
tall guys?
Oh, I didn't ask anyone. I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I was a les, too.
Yeah.
So who'd you go to? Go on.
I went with the only, there were two guys. One was super popular, and the other, and I was like, he's not going to go. And then the other one was like hot and not popular, and I asked him.
And did you do anything?
He was so mean to me. He was like, I don't know. I think I'm supposed to go with someone else. And then aww, like 2 weeks before, I'm an idiot. And I was like, did you decide?
Oh,
I'm like, I wasn't going to go with anyone else.
Doormat.
I had so much shame.
That's
I would never,
fault.
I never had the confidence to go with a short guy.
I'd
ever.
Have gone with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have to wrap it up, but I want to know, because we are sisters in height.
Yes.
Worst thing. Anyone in show business who could have helped you or hired you, manager, anything.
Yeah.
Worst thing they ever said to you. I am so positive.
God, I mean, I'm really good at blocking shit out. Yeah. I swear to God, I do. Yeah.
Right.
In general,
you'll
like,
think of it tonight.
I know, and I'll have to. But I mean, in general, if it wasn't about career, I've heard.
Because, no, it doesn't have to. It has to be
about being tall.
About anything. Like, well, I would love it about being tall, but yeah.
Like, to me, the one thing I can think of, and it's not about, it's just hearing. I remember in my 20s, I would always hear, too tall. Like, just guys checking you out.
Right.
And being like, oh, she's cute, but she's just too tall. And I was like, oh, like I blamed myself every fucking time.
Because that's the woman thing.
Yeah, I think it's easier to be a tall lesbo.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know who loves us?
Who?
Men of color.
Oh, I love black guys.
I know, black guys.
That's so true.
That if
I love them.
If I was going to be, like, I think I'd be with a black guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're so appreciative.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I've never had a long relationship with a black guy, but I've dated black guys, and they love
it. When you dated a black guy, did your mother say, I was me?
I dated the number one basketball player, William and Mary.
No fucking
way. But not for a long time.
Right.
Like, just, you know, and I kept it a secret for a while. And then I really liked him and I wanted to tell my mom.
Right.
And she would just, she did not approve. And she would always blame society. I just feel like it's going to be society looking
at you. Say it in Spanish.
Mirais que piensas.
So funny.
Es que pienso que vas a tener problemas cuando te vea la gente. Is that me? Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care. Someone's calling you.
No, it's just an alarm.
All right.
Es muy difícil estar con otra persona. Si te van a mirar la gente, like, people are just going to look at you and wonder.
Oh, I love it.
But it was all her. It wasn't that.
Kill me now. Yeah,
all
no,
right.
That's
can
like
you
people
say,
saying, I just think,
and he was like 6'4".
I just think that you being queer
so
will cause a lot of problems.
All right,
of society.
Listen.
Listening.
We really want you.
Period.
To say, kill me now in Spanish.
Mátame! Ahora! Mátame ahora!
I think that's going to be our
new closing.
Yeah, do it again. Mátame ahora! Yes!
Nope.
Thank you, Carmen Lynch!
Thank you.
What are you,
muchas
Carmen Lynch?
Gracias. CarmenLynch.com and at LynchCarmen at Twitter.
Okay, we love you, Carmen.
Thank you, I love you guys.
I love, te adoro.
Gracias,
te,
amor mío, preciosidad.
Mis quieres.
Como te quiero.
Mama, quién quieres más? ¿Me? O Lauren.
Mira, si yo tuviera un machete, mataría a Lauren.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.